Lucinda, let me be one of the first to congratulate you as the new chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. I see we're going to have to get you a new name tag here, for one thing. First of all, just how does it feel to have been elected today?
Well, it's a pretty exciting thing for me. I'm really excited and look forward to this next year ahead.
Well, as you look forward to the next year ahead, what are some of the things that you see as challenges and objectives and things that you'd like to accomplish?
Well, I tell you, one of the really important things, one of the most important things for me looking ahead, is really to work with our industry partners, especially those who work with us to help manage the checkoff and the funds that it provides. And so I am really excited to get down to business for that.
Well, if you could just go out there and completely change this whole economy around, that'd probably help a little bit too.
Oh, that would certainly help. It would make my life much easier in the next year ahead.
Well, I know that does make for challenging times here, but we've been there before and probably it'll happen all again. But I know that you just took over and we just are finishing up the business portion of everything here. What is the next step for the executive committee and what you've got to do?
Well, we certainly have a difficult road ahead with the budget reductions that we have just had to take here at this meeting. We have voted a new budget amendment, $2.5 million less. That will mean significant changes in what we're able to accomplish through our checkoff-funded programs. However, the good news is that we do have terrific programs. We will be able to fund many of those, and we will absolutely do our best to help increase beef demand in this country and help increase producer profitability to us.
So I know that the staff has been directed to look at and make some recommendations back, to the executive committee then on accomplishing that?
Those directives will actually go to the operating committee. The operating committee will make their recommendations, and the executive committee will vote to approve that.
That, I guess, is something that we could see accomplished here pretty quickly?
That is true. We expect to have recommendations from the staff of our various contracting organizations to get that information to us, the operating committee, in the middle of February so that we can have a conference call and get on with the business at hand.
Great. Well, I once again congratulate you. I know you're probably anxious to get going in this journey you're going to have here this year as chairman for the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And here from the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.